Yesterday, the American Civil Liberties Union released a scathing report that documents widespread abuse of unaccompanied immigrant children in U.S. Customs and Border Patrol custody. That report, which was put together by the ACLU's Border Litigation Project and the International Human Rights Clinic at the University of Chicago Law School, is based on more than 30,000 pages of documents obtained by the ACLU through a Freedom of Information Act request. And what it describes is troubling. Now, CBP is calling all of this unfounded. We'll have more from them in a moment. But first, let's hear from Mitra Abdullahi, staff attorney with the ACLU of San Diego and Imperial Counties.
This report is focused on one of the set of documents that we obtained from the government in response to a Freedom of Information Act request. The documents in question, which have now been published on our website, reveal a series of physical, verbal, psychological, and even sexual abuse of minors in Customs and Border Protection custody. There are examples of verbal abuse, calling immigrant children names, telling them that they are here to, quote, contaminate this country, threatening them with rape or death, coercing them to sign documents that they don't understand, shooting them with tasers or stun guns, running them over with patrol vehicles, subjecting them to invasive and sexually violent searches, detaining them for well over the 72-hour maximum allowed under law in freezing cold, overcrowded, and unsanitary cells where they are not provided with adequate or edible food, potable water, sufficient bedding, or necessary medical care.
So these are unaccompanied children who arrive at the border, or are these children who are being separated from their parents when they arrive at the border?
So these documents relate to the period of time between 2009 and 2014. Mm-hmm. And so in that period, many of these children were arriving along the southern border without the accompaniment of a parent or a legal guardian.
So what is the process supposed to look like for an unaccompanied minor who came to the border during that time? How long were they supposed to be held? Where and how were they supposed to be treated?
Yes, that's a great question. There are a number of overlapping legal requirements, both under federal law and international law, that bind and govern this process. We show how in the documents themselves, there's evidence of widespread violation of those rules. So for example, upon apprehension, one of the rules that continues to govern CBP, as is true with all law enforcement entities, is that CBP officers, including Border Patrol agents, should only use force that is reasonable and only use force when it is necessary. The documents, however, contain allegations of excessive use of force against the children upon apprehension. So there are cases, for example, of children being kicked or hit or tased, even though there's no need for any such force to be used against them at all. On detention, there is a rule that restricts CBP custody to 72 hours, and this is because CBP detention facilities are not designed to hold individuals for longer than that period. They lack certain basic amenities that are required for longer-term detention, such as functioning showers.
So Mitra, is this what do you think might have led to this? Do you think this is systemic? Do you think this is always the way that it has been? Or do you think this has to do with sort of the rapid growth of the Border Patrol in that time?
I think there are a number of factors. I do think it's systemic. One of the things that the report does a really great job of is at the end explaining why both of the Department of Homeland Security oversight agencies, the Office of the Inspector General and the Office for Civil Rights and Civil Liberties, are not empowered with sufficient independent investigatory or discipline authority to actually take action on these types of complaints, which is a systemic and structural problem that needs to be remedied. I think in addition to that, there's an ongoing problem with the fact that CBP in general and the Border Patrol as part of CBP specifically has experienced rapid growth over the last 20 years. In the last fiscal year, CBP's operating budget was over $15 billion. The Border Patrol has increased from 4,000 agents in 1994 to more than 20,000 today. These are our tax dollars. The agency's rapid and large expansion occurred at the expense of significant integrity problems, meaning that CBP officials in the last several years have noted that the expansion of the agency has resulted in the incorporation of agents and officers who are not suited for their positions, who may be corrupt. That's been widely reported. And so you have a confluence of really dangerous factors. You have an agency that has a lot of authority and insufficient oversight, both internally and externally. You have increased funding and a sense of an expansive mandate and no meaningful structural available reforms or limitations.
So where are these children now, and what recourse do they have? Any?
We don't know where these children are now. Many of them, we assume, have been since deported from the United States. What we do have is a lasting legacy of their stories of horrific abuse. These are individuals who have endured, by the time they reached the United States, they had endured a lot of trauma and displacement and had come here hoping for safety and security, and instead were greeted with misconduct and neglect and criminal abuse of authority.
All right. That's Mitra Ebadolahi, Border Litigation Project staff attorney for the ACLU of San Diego and Imperial Counties. Mitra, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
We also reached out to CBP about this. The agency declined an interview but sent us a statement calling the allegations made by the ACLU false, unfounded, and baseless. CBP says the report equates allegations with fact and ignores a number of improvements the agency has made, as well as oversight conducted by outside agencies. The Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General conducted an unannounced visits to CBP facilities and released a report in 2014. It found prior claims made by the ACLU to be unfounded. According to Ebadolahi, the Inspector General does not have enough independent disciplinary authority to take action on complaints like these.